From NPR West, I'm Jack Speer. Federal prosecutors have charged two Chicago men with plotting terrorist attacks against overseas targets. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports.
Prosecutors charged 49-year-old David Headley and 48-year-old Tahawar Rana with conspiracy to commit terrorist acts and material support to a terrorist organization. Prosecutors say the two were planning to attack the Danish newspaper that held a controversial contest for cartoonists 4 years ago. Editors asked a roster of illustrators to create some cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. The cartoons rankled many Muslims because they seemed disrespectful. Prosecutors say the two men wanted to attack the newspaper's headquarters or its editors. Headley allegedly got terrorist training with a Pakistani terrorist group and was prepared to carry out the attack. The FBI arrested Headley earlier this month. Rana was also arrested earlier this month. Both men face as much as life in prison if found guilty. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Federal regulators have now revoked the licenses of the two Northwest Airlines pilots who overflew their destination in Minneapolis last week by some 150 miles. The pilots had maintained they were involved in looking at schedules on their laptop computers. The FAA, in announcing the license revocation, cited numerous violations of regulations, including failure to comply with air traffic control instructions. The pilots would have 10 days to appeal the FAA's decision. Senate lawmakers are debating a bill that would extend unemployment benefits and a homebuyer's tax credit. More from NPR's Audie Cornish.
The unemployment bill would extend jobless benefits for another 14 weeks. In states with an unemployment rate of 8.5%, benefits would be extended 20 weeks. Since House lawmakers passed a similar bill last month, some 400,000 people have seen their benefits run out. Senate Democrats claim the bill has been delayed by GOP amendments on issues related to immigration, the community group Acorn, and bank bailout money. But there is bipartisan support to add one Republican proposal, a measure that would extend the new homebuyer's tax credit of $8,000 into next year. Lawmakers are weighing changes to the current program that would expand it to anyone who hasn't purchased a home in the last 3 years. It would also expand the program to families with an income of up to $250,000. Debate is expected to continue through Wednesday. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
President Obama has made a pitch for the creation of more resources tied to renewable energy. Touring a field of solar energy panels in West Central Florida today, the president announced $3.4 billion in additional government support for upwards of 100 new renewable energy projects aimed at modernizing the nation's power grid. The projects would include installing so-called smart electric meters in homes and automating utility substations. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 14 points to close at 9,882. The Nasdaq lost 25 points today. This is NPR. Maine Republican Olympia Snow, who had been willing to go along with Senate Democrats in terms of a health overhaul plan, now says she will vote to block the current proposal. That is, unless substantial changes are made. Snow is the only Republican in Congress who's voted for any of the current Democratic versions of the plan, but says she won't support the current version, which includes a government-run public option that would compete with private health insurance plans. Under a proposal put forth by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, states would be allowed to opt out of the plan, but Snow says that's not sufficient. Some 1,500 bankers are attending the American Bankers Association convention in Chicago, where they've attracted demonstrators. From member station WBEZ, Chip Mitchell reports.
Thousands of union members and community activists are protesting the bankers' meeting. AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka hailed a move by President Barack Obama's administration to cut executive pay.
Now bring on the Consumer Financial Protection Agency to grind out predatory lending, mortgage ripoffs, outrageous overdrafts, sky-high credit card interest fees.
Some of the convention delegates say they don't deserve the protest. They say it was Wall Street investment houses, not local banks, that packaged subprime mortgages into derivatives and paid the multi-million dollar bonuses. For NPR News, I'm Chip Mitchell in Chicago.
While many U.S. companies pride themselves on progress in terms of civil rights, it appears on the issue of gender equality, many still have a ways to go. That's based on a new report out today that shows Iceland and three other Nordic countries leading the world when it comes to equality in the workplace for women. The report was prepared by the nonprofit Swiss-based World Economic Forum. The U.S. fell 4 spots from last year. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.